Not to belabour the point too much, but you know, it's so important part of our mission statement at the station to be embedded in the community of Laguna Beach and the surrounding areas, and to be in touch with other non-profits and people doing good work around the place. It's probably the most important thing we do. And so this is an important thing that we do every Friday here on KX 93.5. It's time for Caroline's Cause Corner.
Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or non-profit leader.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Great. TGIF.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's welcome my guest, Sean Smith. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Sean is the executive director of the Surf Industry Manufacturers Association, correct?
That is correct.
And that's probably, of any association, the sexiest association to be the executive director of. I mean, is you that, know, really.
Is that based on last year's experience at Waterman's?
That's correct. Yeah, well, let's tell the listeners what the Waterman's Ball is. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what's going on?
So Waterman's Weekend, that's... So it's actually 2 days. I guess it was back in 2001. We extended it from a one-day big gala event to a two-day event with golf on Friday and then the gala event on Saturday. So Waterman's has affectionately been referred to as the surf industry's prom, because it's really one of the only times we actually get dressed up and enjoy kind of getting dressed up. And not just the ladies, obviously, the guys, because they're very self-centered about how they look and how their style. So it's a little much, but it's great. It's a huge, fun event. It's the primary reason for Waterman's is to raise as much money for the surf industry, to raise as much money as possible and then give it to organizations through our grant program that are keeping our beaches clean, keeping the water clean, beach access, surf break access, protection from overdevelopment, those type of things. So
how many nonprofits do you support? Do you know exactly or
yeah, so
about?
This year there are 19, and it's varied over the years.
Yeah, that's more than last year.
Last year was 18. We have a new group that we had brought on this year and down in San Diego. And really it's about, our grants aren't huge in the grand scheme of things, like if you would look at federal grants and so forth, but over the years, we've raised over $7 million in the course of it's our 28th year this year, to protect the environment, the ocean environment. Of course, this is all before everybody, you know, the word sustainability and going green and everything was in vogue. And it's just a natural. We've got to protect our environment, our playground, or our fun goes away, our industry goes away, all the retailers that support us go away. So it's a natural.
Yeah, no. So last year at the event was my first year of going, and it was at the ranch, which is the perfect setting for the Waterman's
Ball. Isn't it,
though?
It's amazing.
And besides, for the listeners out there, you can imagine the silent auction items. This is the Surf Industry Manufacturers Association silent auction. The coolest stuff you've ever, ever seen, and lots of it. The boards were, unbelievable. But besides that, the honorees, talk about how you pick who's honored at the event. And we'll get, we can talk about the golf tournament as well.
Sure.
I wasn't there, but I think that the Waterman's Ball is really a special event in general for the industry. So, and you honor three individuals, and talk about that a little bit.
Sure, and as I said, the whole point and purpose of Waterman's is really to raise money for the environment, and the way we do that, another important part of what surfing is about is to honor and remember our culture, our history, not just the past, but the future, so our heroes. We're always about trying to give recognition to people that are doing something amazing for our sport, for the culture. They're giving back through their life. So every year we have three honorees: a Waterman of the Year, an Environmentalist of the Year, and a Lifetime Achievement Award. And every once in a while we'll give a special recognition award if there's something big that's going on that we just cannot, go through the year without having recognized this person, this organization, for doing something special. Those are who we have every year. And this year we're thrilled. We have Bethany Hamilton, who is an amazing water woman. I mean, what she has done before and after her shark attack, and it's not really about the shark attack. It's about her perseverance, the fact that she's competing again at such a high level. She's surfing Jaws. I mean, that that's unbelievable. We're talking 40-foot waves that this woman who now has a son, she's married, has a son, she's a, an amazing human being, and she represents that surf spirit better than I think almost anybody in our modern era of, you just don't stop being a surfer. It's in your blood. You cannot stop that from getting through. So Bethany's our Waterman of the Year. Our Environmentalist of the Year is a gentleman named Cyril Gutsch. He is a German designer by trade, but fell in love with the ocean when he met Captain Paul Watson from the, Sea Shepherd, which goes out, and they're the ones that challenge the Japanese dolphin slaughter and a lot of other things. So they're in open waters just challenging anything that's destroying the ocean. And so Cyril started an organization called Parlay for the Oceans. His whole thing is collaboration. He brings together artists and surfers and corporations and companies like Adidas and big wave surfers like Greg Long and Corona, and says, let's work together to find a way to bring ocean conservation to the public eye. So an amazing human being that's done some great things. And then our Lifetime Achievement Award winner is Herbie Fletcher. And Herbie is a very unique individual, and I say that with a laugh, not because it's a joke, just because I don't know anybody that comes close to comparing to Herbie in what he's done. An amazing surfer, phenomenal surfer, an artist. He started AstroDeck back in the day, which is a traction pad company for surfboards. Not only to do that, but at the same time, he started making these promotional videos called Wave Warriors that were just to promote AstroDeck that became, for a lot of us growing up, we just saw them as surf videos, allow us to watch amazing surfing with incredible music back in the 80s. So he was just the king of self-promotion, along with his wife, Dibby, who's been at his side since they were just kids. And their family, Christian Fletcher, Nathan Fletcher, and their grandson, Grayson. So they're amazing athletes in that family and superstars. So.
Well, it's going to be, like last year, amazing. And Greg Long is a Laguna local, right? He
Absolutely.
Was honored last year, right?
He was actually a presenter last year.
Okay.
He presented Ramon Navarro.
Oh,
our good
right.
buddy says big.
Oh, that's right.
Oddly enough, Greg will be back this year to present Cyril, because Greg taught Cyril Gutsch from Parlay for the Oceans to surf in the Maldives.
Oh,
so Greg
wow.
will be back again.
Excellent.
Which is
He's a cool guy. I love him.
Greg's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. So how do listeners get tickets to go to the Waterman's Ball or the Waterman's Weekend?
Yeah. So it's actually an open event. It's not just the surf industry only. We'd love to have anybody that would be interested in coming, that would like to come and support the environment, but come and have a great time with the surf industry. The best way to do it is go online, SIMA.com, SIMA.com. There's a button on there for events, Waterman's Weekend, purchase tickets, super, super easy. So I think they're $500 a person. The money's going to charity. So all that money will help to support all these ocean environment groups that are doing amazing work. You'll get to see a lot of cool people, a lot of auction items, surfboards. We have a 100-foot art wall with all sorts of photography and original artwork.
It's amazing. I've been and done many events, many thousands probably in my career, and I was really impressed with the event last year. And yeah, it's full of really beautiful, cool people, but also just the vibe is something unique. And I think that if people want to go to an event that's different than your typical charity fundraiser, this is definitely one to go to. So SEMA.com, right?
Yeah, SEMA.com. And on that note, I got to take my hat off and applaud The Ranch, who is the host of the event again this year, our second year. Mark Christie and his team over at The Ranch are just amazing. And that setting back there at The Ranch is
perfect.
Incomparable.
It's
perfect.
I mean,
there's nothing like it.
In fact, you know, for anybody that's local in Laguna Beach, on the side of Hobie store is a Waterman wall that Mark installed a couple years ago. That mm-hmm. is really spectacular, a piece of art that is, you know, you might just walk by it if you're going, you know, walking downtown in Laguna, but it is, like, gorgeous, and everybody should check that out, too. And, yeah, they do an amazing job at every event that they do there. So, and it's a good fit. You know, he's a waterman, so, you know, it works out perfectly. So, wrapping up, in terms of the nonprofits, what's the number one, like this year, like what's sort of the focus of things that really need to be addressed with our oceans?
Oh, I think the biggest thing, and not to get into politics, because we try to avoid that, but at the end of the day, it's no secret that right now the current administration out of Washington is going to pull back on a lot of things that protected the environment. And our job is to, or the job of these organizations we support is to keep some of that in check. A lot of them are panicking, but we don't need to panic. What we need to do is to get to work. And that's really what it is. And entrust these organizations that a lot of these, especially these waterkeeper programs that are started by Bobby Kennedy Jr. Mm-hmm. We support quite a few of them. They're very effective. Orange County Coast Keeper, another one, very litigious. They'll go in and sue if they need to, but they'll also go stand in front of, you know, crawl up storm drains to find the origination of sewage. So having said that, keeping offshore drilling away from this beautiful coastline, not only from the look of it, but, you know, we saw what happened to Refugio spill up in Santa Barbara, and it shut down the beach and spilled oil all over an important beach up there. So a big part of what we're trying to do is make sure that we're keeping in check a lot of those environmental protections. And then, of course, plastics continues to be a major, major battle. But we're seeing progress. The plastic bag ban in a lot of areas, Laguna being one of them, California going statewide. So there's a lot of advancements, and we got to keep thinking of those victories and know that they just don't ever end. We just got to keep
ongoing.
Absolutely.
It is a marathon, not a sprint, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Right? So, Sean Smith, thank you so much for being on Caroline's
Cost Corner.
Thanks for
having me.
I love having you on, and I can't wait for the Waterman's Weekend. Maybe I'll play golf this year.
Yeah, Judah, the golf this year is at the ranch. So, the old Ben Brown's Golf, I called the old, but that's what it used to be called.
Ben
and
Brown's.
They renamed
it
Ben Brown's Golf Course at the ranch. It's a 9-hole, but we're going to do it twice. A lot of fun, a lot of crazy activities out on the golf course. Barefoot, 3 clubs.
Yeah.
That's how we're doing it.
I did their lot. Their Barefoot Classic.
Yep.
A month ago. It was very fun. So, everybody, Waterman's Ball coming up in the date. We didn't even talk about the date.
Date would help, wouldn't it? August 4th is the golf tournament at Ben Brown's, and August 5th. And the golf tournament's not sold out. We have a couple of foursomes left. That's it. Two foursomes left. So if you want to play, we'd love to have you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Caroline.
It's great having you on. And listeners, if there's anyone else that you would like me to interview that you think is cool and the public should know about, let me know on my Facebook page, and I will consider it. And thanks for listening. Have a safe and happy, fun weekend. Until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.